You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John chapter 3 and verse 16. I read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." When God says he loves, we can be rest assured that God genuinely loves. God does not flatter with words. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not somebody that he won't love you and then he will tell you that he loves you. If God says he loves, God truly loves. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world." See, you don't understand when he says, "For God so loved the world." What is that "so" there? Is trying to show us the degree to which God loved the world is that he gave his Son and said, "Sacrifice my Son because I love you." Do you know that? Just look at it from a human perspective. Do you love anybody enough to sacrifice your only son? To sacrifice your only child? Maybe if you have 10 children, you may sacrifice one. Maybe the one that is stubborn. I know that you are not even likely to sacrifice that one. But imagine that you have capacity to have only one child and you can't have another child again. And then somebody is wicked to you. Somebody is very terrible to you. And the only way that person can be saved is that your only child should be killed for that person who is stubborn, who is terrible, to be saved. But that your only child is blameless, is holy, is loving, is kind, is God. That's what God did. He gave his own begotten Son for sinful people, for wicked people. He said, "I will donate my Son." So when the Bible says, "For God so loved the world," today you are saying, "God doesn't love me." You don't understand. It is ignorance to be saying, "Oh, God doesn't love me." Do you know it is wickedness? How else will he love you? Somebody loved you to the point whereby his only begotten Son, he gave that Son to be killed on your behalf so that your sin no longer counts against you. That Son that knew no sin is the one now who bore your sin. For our iniquity was laid upon him. And you say, "Oh, God doesn't love me." You don't understand how the things of God works. When Jesus showed up, that was God saying to the world, "I love you deeply." Till eternity, we will not understand that meaning of "so loved the world." I pray God will continue to reveal it to us. He so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son. When he says he gave his only begotten Son, do you know what it means? It means God had to become man. God had to humble himself and become a servant, took upon the form of a man. He had to walk in the street everywhere Jesus was going. Did you know he was trekking? The King of Kings. He was trekking every day. You read, when you read in the scripture, he went to Capernaum. From Capernaum, he went to Mount Olive. From Mount Olive, did you know Jesus was trekking? They slapped him. They lied against him. They insulted him, inflicted pain on him, killed him cruelly. That's what it means when he said he gave his only begotten Son. That's what he gave Jesus to. Just imagine watching your own child go through every single thing Jesus went through. Your own child that knew no sin, that did nothing wrong, now he's going to die for a criminal who has killed people. Why did God do all of this? He says, if you believe, so that you should not perish, but have everlasting life. The goal of God is that you do not perish. He didn't say so that you become a millionaire. He said so that you will have everlasting life. That's why Jesus came. Everlasting life is not beer parlor. It's not pepper soup. Everlasting life is the very life of God. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For counseling, please reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.